Meeting to order.
Can you hear John? Thanks, Liz. Thanks, Dean.
A public comment. Well, we have approval of minutes. We have to approve March minutes. Okay, I'll make a motion to approve March. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. And then we have to approve of April's minutes.
And I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for April.
Second. Favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Bills?
They're in the file. I couldn't walk upstairs to get them today. So
okay.
You'll have next month. I'm going to talk about that right here anyways.
All right. Good. I got no correspondence from the town or anything. Anybody else get? Okay, communication from the chief.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There's a lady of the house right there tonight. And Elizabeth. Yep. There's the rest of the crew. William. Oh, half of Dan. There we go, buddy. From the chief. A couple things to go over here with you. Since our last meeting, we had 42 emergency calls. It's interesting because I talked to the membership, we had 35 at the monthly meeting, usually 60 or 55, 50 calls. So it's dropped. That's good for the public. 42 calls. We had several motor vehicle accidents, one on the highway, Bolton Notch, Slater Mill Road, and Georgina's. We had a CPR. At this point in time, it's a save in town where ASM used their Lucas tool for the very first time. Once they got there, our folks were doing CPR. They came in, put Lucas tool on it, transported to the hospital, got a pulse en route to the hospital, and she was admitted right up to the cath lab. So that's good news on both the fire department doing their job and plus for the Lucas tool. We did have elections at the fire department as of May 5th. We had our annual banquet the 4th on the 5th. We had the elections. They elected myself as chief again. Deputy chief is Matt Pereira. At that meeting, I also made some new appointments. James DeMoro is car 334, a captain. And Daniel Ross is now a captain, car 434. Tyler Clark went up to 534. Jason Vincent wanted to stay at 634. And Melissa's at 734. Peach 1034 for safety officer. So, nope, went very well. Handed out officer of the year was given to Dan Ross at our annual meeting. And firefighter of the year was given to Joseph Griffin. There was one person that wasn't present. I was a little disappointed, but I have Liz Malone's plaque on my desk as a valued engineer for another year. Thank you very much. She's smiling right here now. The other, it's interesting. The other morning you were with me. You know, I took a little ride and I had a little talk with you, right?
Yeah.
I forgot the plaque. It's right on the desk.
Oh, I'll be over there later today once I get out of work.
I'll look forward to it. Okay. Budgets. End of the year is coming up. We got a month and a half to go. I've done, talked with the officers, done some calculations on dollars and cents. We've got to move some things around. But the reason I hold off spending money to the end of the year is realistically, it came to fruition here, apparatus service at the end of the year. If I've got it right, let me go around in a circle. Rescue 134 was $10,000. The tanker was $5,000. The ladder truck is $16,000. And ET-134 was $5,000. I just got a bill to replace a seat belt that was frayed on a passenger officer seat. $377 for the seat belt, $78 for freight, an hour and a half for labor to put it on, and an hour for transport. It was $735 or something like that for a seat belt. So, yeah, things are not inexpensive anymore.
I must say FD on it.
Say what?
Must say FD on it.
Well, whatever it says.
Fire department.
A lot of money.
Exactly.
So with that said, it's a few more dollars than what I thought. I did, as John and Melissa or Liz saw, I did transfer $11,000 from equipment over to repairs and, or not repairs, fire security and maintenance to help pay for some of these bills to go around. We also have the truck 134 is not in the bay tonight. It's down getting tires. That was $7,800, but I'm sure it's going to be a little higher because they're having a problem with the front tires. I got to try to address that again tomorrow. I spent a while on the phone with John Treat, our mechanic down the highway garage, and several other chiefs trying to find some tools to get these tires off. And there's a special locking ring that Pierce puts on Attack Force on the front tire. So if you blow a tire, the truck doesn't flip over. Well, it's given people fits in the past, and it's given these folks a real fit, try to get them off. So whatever. So we left over tools, some of the things we've held off purchasing this year, and I'm going to see what monies I can roll around, is innovation mannequins for training, rescue helmets for the new UTV, a new suction unit we need, had a little problem the other day, turnout gear. Radios, we're waiting with anticipation. The president left the FEMA grant in place, and so I'm still waiting for sometime this summer to be appraised if we got the grant for all the portable radios that we did a combination grant with Tolland and Summers Fire Department. And I'm really hoping that comes out nice. We also got three more, I believe it's three more. It's in the chart, it's in a printer. Three more mobile radios gifted to us from another company. It's got to be anonymous on that, but another company. So a couple of the officers will have mobile radios to go in their vehicles now. So that's a plus. And this green case right in front of me, we turned around and had a presentation at the library the other night. Matt Pereira, deputy chief, and Jason Vincent, the lieutenant, who's a scuba diver. I went up and thanked the crowd, Greater Bolton, for giving, Greater Hartford for giving, yeah. Bolton Foundation, gave us $5,000 towards that camera. And so the fire department, with donations that we had recently received, we took $1,000 and finished paying for a $6,000 camera. So that was very nice, and a nice event the other night. Yep. So.
Who wants to know, can you fish with it?
You cannot fish with it. Well, I haven't played with it. I read all the books on it. No, it's got to be an awful big fish. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, one of Pisaki.
Anyway, that's right. We'll have to check it out. So it's an idea. So, like, since I'm sitting on a dock. Anyway, that's what I got there, Mr. President, Mr. Chairman.
All right. We get the ground washer report.
Since the last meeting, one senior Knox box install. I went to a Capital Region Fire Marshal's meeting in Manchester. Inspection since the last meeting, three brandy street apartments are done 100%. He did a good job. One burn permit was issued with inspection. Bolton Post Office, will be put in a 3-year cycle now. Interestingly enough, I thought it was interesting. I finally met the manager from Manchester because I didn't realize that Bolton is part of Manchester's, it's an annex or substation, whatever you want to call it. And I met the manager from Manchester, and this other woman was there. So I gave my dog and pony show and extinguishers and egress, and everything was fine. So I said, not for nothing, but who are you? The other lady, not the, you know, not the manager. She goes, I'm the union representative.
Oh, okay.
So, okay. So they brought a union representative. That was interesting. Bolton Wine and Liquor, 3-year. Upriver Aerospace, 3-year completed. Bolton Car Wash, the Mini Golf, and Larry Fiano's office building, all 3-year. And then I did the Doggy Dental for a 3-year, and I have to go back because the extinguishers were not up to date. Have Georgina's tomorrow. It was a year and a half, and now if they don't need a fire marshal's form to obtain their liquor permit, they're not calling as much as they used to. So needless to say, when I called, I said, well, you're also a place of assembly, which requires once a year. So mm-hmm. Doing that tomorrow. That's it.
You got any old business?
Mind for me, no. You know?
For old business. Budget?
The budget, there's a vote on a budget tomorrow. To the St. Mary's Church, the hall in the back, Reba Hall there. It opens up at 6 o'clock in the morning and closes at 8. So vote early and often. And if you've read the budget, vote the way you should vote. So,
how do we make out if it passes?
Okay, so the good question. The fire department, the final, as I understand and have been told and read, the final budget figure that was accepted by the selectmen and the Board of Finance is what we proposed with the deletion of $10,000 towards physicals. Mm-hmm. So the professional services, which is the category in the budget. And I had put that in to the budget with the anticipation that OSHA's new rules and regulations will be coming out this year. There was a major conversation last year for OSHA came up with multiple new pages and by years what they're going to do. And they went out for, if you remember, they went out for review to the United States. And that review was going to be for 3 months and extended for 3 months and another 3 months. It went through till December, started in February. I believe it finished up in December. So waiting for them to take in all the suggestions that they got from the field and put back another package, come out. Realistically, it's really pushing for firefighter safety and cancer bills. And with that said, there's more physicals we've got to do. So I put the money in there, and I told the selectmen at that period of time, and you were sitting there, John, that if they didn't come ahead and say, good, you don't have the physicals, keep it the way it is, we would have given that $10,000 back, right, Bob? No charge. We're not going to put it into another category and use it. We just go back in the general fund. Well, they decided to keep the budget lower, and they took that $10,000 out of it. So if this budget passes tomorrow, the fire department still have their operating budget. If it doesn't pass tomorrow, when you see these bills for the trucks that just came in, it's escalated. We're going to be hurting next year. We're going to hurt next year.
That's the concern. Just listen, $700 seat belts.
Yep.
You know, that's the reality of what's going on out there. Look at the cost of these to replace the fire trucks now that we bought a couple of years ago, and they're double. I mean, just huge increases. The inflation, the equipment, the tires that have to be replaced after 7 years. But our normal budget increases don't sound like they're really going to do it based on the pressures that we got.
It's interesting having conversations with the different vendors. Gowans Knight, who does a lot of our maintenance down in Watertown, great people to work with. Okay, they are going from, I think it's a 6,000 square foot building to a 32,000 square foot building. They bought another building.
The flooding.
Why? I'll come to that second. Firematic, which now has three bays, I think, in their facility, storage outside. They are building a six bay garage. You get the brick building, little house out in front of Firematic. They're knocking it down, and it's through the up in front of planning and zoning in Cromwell now, Rocky Hill Cromwell. For a six bay, major size building. Why are these guys doing this? Because of the price of the fire trucks, okay? It's so big, more people are going to be refurbing. As we've done in the past with ET 334, ET 234, I think ET 334 back then, we put $13,000 into it. And that was back in 2013. Okay, it lasted us 10 more years and we got a new truck. But for the cost of building it, you know, buying a new truck, I'm scared for what a new engine is going to be 20 years from now. But the other factor that's really hurting it is the salts and the corrosion, de-icing stuff they're putting on the road. You look underneath the ladder truck, it's got a lot of rust on it. So these maintenance facilities, they're enlarging their facilities so they can do more work in-house for the refurb, instead of they won't be selling as many trucks, you know, as it goes. Well, interesting.
Right. It's just that pressure on the budget. I think we were talking about an increase in more looking forward as far as increasing the budget for maintenance because of these inflation, what's going on.
Yeah.
It's not going away.
It's hard to keep it a zero budget. Right. You know, and we went up just 3% or something like that.
Right.
Do it again.
Right. Just like tires alone. Now they shortened it by 3 years and the price of tires went up astronomical.
Yeah. You know,
if you even bought it for your car, I mean, they doubled. Tires pretty much doubled. So,
well, not so much on a fire truck, but it's up there. Yeah. You know, when you double it, that's a big number versus a car double. It's not,
now,
not
now
that
you
big
do
a
it
number.
Every 7 years rather than every 10 years.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
So
7-8.
That hurts.
7.5 PA. So, you know, I know there's a couple of departments around that don't change tires. They just keep driving them. Well, I don't want to be the guy that has to say the truck rolled over and DOT truck squad
there.
Comes over. And, where's your records, Dixon? I don't do that. So, stick with our numbers.
You can't, right?
Stick with our numbers. We're having a problem right now with the tanker, I think, or the ladder truck, I just said. They've got locking rings inside the front tires, so the tires don't roll. You know, if you get a flat, the tires won't roll off, and you still get it to the, you know, a safe stop position. They're having problems getting the tire rings off the truck, the tire manufacturers, and they should have been back Friday. Didn't even get a phone call today, which is not good. So I'll make a phone call tomorrow morning. So see what's up. Long time in a city, the end of the year.
Yeah, everything's a rush. Any other new business?
I don't know.
It's next to be adjourned.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. We'll see you later, kids.